From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. In tough economic times, conventional wisdom suggests people will still pay for entertainment. So far, that seems to be the case this year for the concert industry. But as Joel Rose reports, promoters are bracing for what could be a shock in 2009.
Neither the falling stock market nor a light snowfall could dampen the spirits of Madonna fans tailgating in the parking lot before her recent arena concert in Philadelphia. Betsy Kirshner came down from New York City and paid $600 for a ticket.
I would spend anything for Madonna. Like, it's ridiculous how much I would spend. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's too expensive, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, shut up.
No, it's Madonna!
I'm the Madonna articulator.
What does that mean?
I get everybody together to come to see Madonna every time I go.
Heidi Evans is a nurse from Mays Landing, New Jersey. Upon further questioning, she admits the $200 she paid for a ticket made her think twice.
I did waver for a moment, but I'm here tonight to party, and that's it. I'm here to Vogue, damn it. Bring it on.
Surprisingly, the concert business has been pretty robust so far this year. We're not experiencing a down year.
Gary Bongiovanni is editor-in-chief of Pollstar, the concert industry's trade magazine. But Bongiovanni is quick to add that most of those tickets were sold long before the stock market collapse that started in September.
The real impact is going to be going forward. It would defy logic to think that it's not going to have some kind of an impact on people's willingness to spend money on things like concert tickets.
That's certainly what Wall Street is thinking. Analysts downgraded the stock of Live Nation, the country's largest concert promoter, and the one that famously signed multi-million dollar deals with Madonna, U2, and Jay-Z. This month, Live Nation stock lost two-thirds of its value. The company declined our request for an interview, as did Ticketmaster. The national ticket broker saw its third-quarter profits drop 76% over the year before, in part because of slower ticket sales. Some independent promoters say they're seeing a modest drop in sales. Seth Hurwitz owns IMP Productions, which produces concerts at the 930 Club and other venues in the Washington, D.C. area.
The really hot acts are still doing great business. They're selling out. What I'm noticing is sort of the not-so-hot acts that might have gotten away with doing decent aren't doing as well. So people are definitely picking and choosing with a little more discretion.
Artists may be picking and choosing their venues more carefully, too. Alejandro Escovedo played to a sellout crowd at World Cafe Live in Philadelphia, a club named after the NPR-distributed radio show.
Wasn't I always a friend to you?
Club's talent booker Carl Mullen says the current economic storm may contain a silver lining for smaller clubs like his and the artists who play there.
They call it the underplay, so to speak. So instead of having to fight to sell 1,000 tickets in the market, they'll come in here and sell out at a 500 or even 600 ticket show.
The downturn may have other benefits. Pollstar's Gary Bongiovanni says falling demand could prompt artist managers to do something they haven't in the last decade or so: cut ticket prices.
The last thing they want to do is put a tour on sale and nobody line up at the ticket windows. This is one time to try and leave money on the table and just play it conservatively.
That might even go for superstars like Madonna. Her tour wraps up tonight in Miami, and the show is not sold out. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.